Recall Socrates' dilemma we learned about from Karl Popper, about which he said this, quote, "This is connected with a question which seems to have puzzled Socrates a great deal, that those who are not sufficiently educated and thus not wise enough to know their deficiencies are just those who are in the greatest need of education. Readiness to learn in itself proves the possession of wisdom. In fact, all the wisdom claimed by Socrates for himself. For he who is ready to learn knows how little he knows. The uneducated seems thus to be in need of any authority to wake him up, since he cannot be expected to be self-critical." Unquote from Karl Popper's The Open Society and Its Enemies, The Spell of Plato. Now, the way out of this dilemma, we said, was when we hear, recognize the superior authority of the earth, superior in the sense of carrying the weight of truth. Under what circumstances, I've been thinking about, do the formerly deaf begin to hear again? We who hear the earth see her superiority to that in which we're told to believe, i.e. the authority of the state, which we are introduced to in the first place by our parents as its representatives. For thought to grow, and so for there to be a possibility to see through the lies of this system, i.e. for there to be the possibility of delegitimization, one's parents themselves must become questions. Poisonous pedagogy is, in essence, Alice tells us, false information, i.e. lies. And with the hand of the state on our shoulders, its boot on our backs, we parents do tend, with the best of intentions, to lie to our children, not consciously and not always in words, but as Alice says, with looks, with inattention and indifference. There was a point I was trying to make last week about how we are encouraged by the power-fed media to think about the sadness and grief that often grips us under class. We're encouraged to think about them as being as inherent in the human condition as the mourning of loss. But we're talking here about a particular kind of pain, the pain of soul loss, a pain that cuts to the core of us, the pain of repressed suffering, which is unconsciously touched when we experience any grief or loss, triggering a sense that it's all hopeless, which is going to come up when we meet in self-soul sufficiency gatherings. In fact, I think we should sit with this for a minute, because the issues raised by the foregoing are coming up for me. And in terms of our organizing soul sufficiency gathering successfully, I think addressing them is key. We have to understand the real issues that sink us, generation after generation, not the phony ones generated by the power-constructed intellect to the universal acclaim of the power-fed media. In a post from September 4th, 2014, and this was initial thoughts to our reading of the introduction of anti-systemic movements, which I included the text for underneath our current shows in the menu you would find it. I think it's before the introduction to anti-systemic movements. I argued that what was missing from the analysis and strategic thinking of the left was theory of why we obey. It seems this must be given a central place in our planning for how to make self-soul sufficiency gatherings safe, and so for us to be able to reach our goals.